This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the first full week of the 2022 legislative session.
That Senate Resolution number 436.
Monday afternoon and evening saw time spent on Senate Resolution 436, which would make a change to a Missouri Senate operating rule. Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Kansas City sponsors the resolution.
This rule change would take it from 5 signatures to send a previous question motion forward to sustain the previous question.
Calling for the previous question is a process by which senators agree, both verbally and in writing, to end debate on a measure and immediately vote on it. Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz of Sullivan says the other half of the original resolution would have required a two-thirds majority of Missouri senators to bring a previous question motion to a vote.
I would say that they're, again, part of the conversations we've had of maybe trying to find some way for us to find a compromise to your proposal.
Senate Resolution 436 is adopted by a 22-11 vote.
Senate Bill 678, Senator Luke.
Tuesday morning, the first committee hearing was held when the Missouri Senate Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence Committee gathered to hear Senator Tony Lukemeyer of Parkville present Senate Bill 678 and Senate Joint Resolution 38, which, upon voter approval, would modify provisions relating to funding for the Kansas City Police Department.
By raising the portion of Kansas City's budget that must be devoted to law enforcement from 20% to 25% and clarifying the definition of city revenue.
During panel discussion, Senator Carla May of St. Louis talked about how cities and their police departments are ranked.
Categorized robberies, murders, it's a difference in the way they rank things, the reason that we fall into what you call these top categories.
Committee action has not yet been taken on Senate Bill 678 or Senate Joint Resolution 38.
I would certainly say the majority of our caucus prefers a 6-2 map based on the conversations we've had.
I think that the 6-2 map that's been proposed is a good starting position.
Lawmakers are approaching a deadline on redistricting. Every 10 years, the U.S. Census helps determine where a population is and how it should be represented. To this end, the legislature has a role in shaping congressional districts for the coming decade. Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Caleb Rodden of Columbia says, on paper, redistricting is a simple process.
So you have to pass a constitutional map. You have to have 18 votes to actually pass a map.
Senator Rizzo adds there is still time for negotiations on the congressional redistricting map.
We are willing to have conversations and talk about how we can make the 6-2 map better, but I do believe they started from a position of middle of the road.
Well, we have a total of about 13 bills.
I filed several pieces of legislation that will strengthen our state and address some of the major issues that continue to burden our communities.
Other legislative priorities also await the next steps, including Senate Bill 702, which seeks to create a new unlawful employment practice and is sponsored by Senator Carla Esslinger of Wasola.
That opposing piece on vaccines mandates and letting us to have that opportunity to have our sincerely held religious beliefs to be warranted and to be valued.
Senator Stephen Roberts of St. Louis has several items he would like to see passed.
Fighting to remove the increased property tax burdens on our senior citizens, legislation to expand our workforce development for veterans, and legislation to address gun violence.
Until Tuesday, January 18th, 2022.
No session Monday in honor of the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.